As Christians, it is time to take our rightful position as salt and light in this perverse world in order to transform the spiritual, social, economic, and political fabric of the nations. The destiny of our nations rests in our hands. As God's representatives on earth, we must be willing to declare the position of God in our societies, institutions, families, and wherever we find ourselves. Welcome to Weekly Inspiration with Apostle Eric Nyamiche, Chairman of the Church of Pentecost. This broadcast is powered by the Church of Pentecost headquarters. Weekly Inspiration, be inspired to transform.
In last week's message, we learned that confession brings deliverance to the soul and releases one from bitterness. By confessing bitter emotions to God, believers receive refreshment from God. In this week's message, Apostle Eric Nyamiche reveals how believers can free themselves from bitterness through confession and forgiving one another.
Praise the Lord. We are still looking at confessing bitterness, releasing your soul. Last week we said that confession brings deliverance to the individual's soul. And we encourage you to release yourself like the bird from the fowler's snare. Once you confess and return from bitter spirit and you release yourself, times of refreshing will come from above. Receive that one from above instead of holding on to a grudge. Let go bitterness, and times of refreshing will come from above. Now, we said there is a but. We want to deal with the but. Let's listen to the Master himself, Jesus Christ, from Matthew chapter 5. I'll read from 21. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment." But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Moses said, don't murder. But Jesus is saying that don't be angry at all. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raka, is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of fire of hell. But this is the big one, verse 23. It says, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. If you are going to God to offer a gift or sacrifice, an offering, and you remember that someone has something against you, or you also hold a grudge against someone, according to Jesus, leave your offering there. Don't do the sacrifice because it will not avail. Go and make peace with the offender and then come and continue. That is why I said there is a but. You see, you may think that I've confessed to God, but see, God is expecting you to make peace with the neighbor. So until you make that peace with the neighbor, your sacrifice or your offering to God will not avail. It will not avail. It will not hold. Now, what was Jesus trying to say to the Jews? Jesus was reminding the Jews of a principle of which they knew very well. For a sacrifice of offering to be effective, sacrifice had to include confession of sins and true penitence. Now, when we are talking about penitence, any true penitence involves the attempt to rectify any circumstance, sin, or an action might have had. We cannot be right with God until we are right with one another, and until we have done our best to remove the practical consequence of it. You cannot be right with God until you have done your best to remove the practical consequence that the offense or an action have brought between you and your neighbor. That is why he said that, leave your offering. Go and make peace. And then come back and continue. Otherwise, God will not accept your offering. He's expecting you to make peace with the neighbor. So start from your neighbor, and then God will accept your offering. When he taught us how to pray, he said that when you are praying, pray like this. And one of the lines says this: God, forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. So which one counts first? You have to forgive people who sin against you first. Then God will forgive yours. If you don't, yours will not be forgiven. So free yourself by confessing and making peace with the offender. Then yours will be received by God. And times of refreshing will come from above. Do you have any offering to make to the Lord? Do you want to do any sacrifice? Do you remember that you have an offense against someone, or you are holding a grudge against this particular person? Then Jesus says that, leave that one, go and make peace before you come back. God be with you. May I give you space to give your life to Jesus again? Because if you don't give your life to him, you will never see his face when the trumpet sounds. That means that you end up in hell. And I don't want you to go to hell. If you want to join us into heaven, please confess this. Say, dear Lord, I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. I will live with him now and forever. If you have prayed this prayer, know that you are born again. God bless you.
Thanks for watching this episode of Weekly Inspiration with Apostle Eric Nyamiche.
In today's message, we learned that by confessing our bitter emotions and forgiving our offenders, we free ourselves from bitterness and make peace with our neighbors. We cannot be right with God until we are right with our fellow human beings. As believers, God expects us to live peacefully with one another. By so doing, he will accept our prayers and sacrifices.
We trust that you have been inspired by this week's message. For prayer, counseling, or inquiries, kindly reach us on 05433-08187 or email us at info.weeklyinspiration@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Till we come your way again, have a blessed week.